Enjoy.
Good morning, and welcome to this midsummer edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'll be here for the next hour. We're going to talk about the big birthday bash on the Vineyard that was going to be the social event of the year but got scaled way back this week due to rising COVID concerns. We'll remember one of the icons of rock who died suddenly on this day in 1995. But I promise it won't be all doom and gloom. We've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, and a whole lot more of the best rock from all eras. Kick it off with some Dire Straits. WMFO.
the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
Yeah.
The name of that band is The Revivalists. And Wish I Knew You When I Was Young. Reminds me of the Mitch Hedberg joke where somebody shows him a picture and they say, "This is a picture of me when I was younger." And he responds, "Every picture of you is a picture of when you were younger." And before that, we heard Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here. Good morning. Thank you for being with me today and every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock till 9. A lot going on in the world, as usual, as we are really in the mid-dog days of summer. Last week, we saw the launch of the summer concert series at Fenway Park. It started with Guns N' Roses, Billy Joel also, and both those acts kicked off their post-COVID touring seasons with shows at Fenway. And it was kind of funny because the Red Sox were on the road, but the play-by-play team was actually doing their announcing from within Fenway Park. And if you listened really closely to the broadcast, you could actually hear Guns N' Roses in the background while they were doing the Red Sox game. Also, former President Barack Obama's 60th birthday party was supposed to happen this past weekend. It had been anticipated as the biggest social event of the summer on the Vineyard. He was expecting 475 people at his $12 million mansion in the Vineyard. And guests included Oprah Winfrey, Bruce Springsteen, George Clooney, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and others. Well, one thing about Barack Obama, he could always read the room. And with COVID surging again everywhere, he decided to scale it back considerably. I'm not sure if the people of the Vineyard are relieved or disappointed, but he actually had his assistant calling people and uninviting them. How'd you like to have that job? "Hello, Mr. Springsteen?" No thanks. Anyway, it's unclear how far back he scaled it and who made the cut and who didn't, but you can be sure there will be plenty of bruised egos to go around on that guest list. It is now time for Phil's Pick. Phil from Watertown is my friend. He gives us music every weekend that he recommends. He has not slowed down. He's been sending me more and more over the past week. And we've got a fresh batch to listen to, so let's get started. Here's Phil's Pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is "Here We Go" by Paul Thorne. Thorne is from Tupelo, Mississippi. Before becoming a singer-songwriter, Thorne was a professional prize fighter and a professional skydiver. His music blends blues, rock, country, and soul. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
One, two, three.
The Eagles, a somewhat lesser-known song from one of their earlier albums, On the Border. The song's called James Dean. And before that, we heard Phil's pick, Here We Go, from Paul Thorne. This morning, on Rock of Ages, on WMFO, one of the regular features we do here every week is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and let's get to that right now. This week's feature is Till Tuesday. In 1983, Amy Mann was studying at the Berklee School of Music here in Boston when she formed Till Tuesday with her boyfriend Michael Hausman. In 1984, they won the WBCN Battle of the Bands, and then they were signed to Epic Records. Their debut album came out the next year, 1985, and the lead track became a top 10 hit, and the video a huge hit on MTV. They released their second album, Welcome Home, in 1986, and their third and last album, called Everything's Different Now, in 1988. After that, the band broke up, and of course, Amy Mann has gone on to a very successful solo career. In fact, she's got a new album coming out this fall. But for the band Till Tuesday, they never matched the success of this song. This is Voices Carry on Rock of Ages.
Oh, trash, keep it down, girl. 'cause it fits in well with the cards I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
The Who, from the album Who's Next. It's called Getting in Tune. And we heard Voices Carry from Till Tuesday, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. You're listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. You can listen to us on the radio here in the Boston area at 91.5 FM. Also stream us at WMFO.org. And also on the web, you can listen to us on demand at any time. We keep the shows up for 2 weeks after broadcast at WMFO.org. Well, on this day in rock, on August 9th, 1995, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead died from a heart attack at the age of 53. At the time, he was at a drug rehab in California. And 9 years earlier, he had nearly died in a diabetic coma. So his health was not good. He'd been using drugs and smoking heavily for decades. But still, his death came as kind of a sudden shock to his fans. 4 days later, a public memorial was held in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, where 25,000 people attended. And later, in 1996, some fellow band members and his wife spread half of his ashes over the Ganges River in India, and the remaining ashes were poured into the San Francisco Bay, where Jerry Garcia was born. Not in the Bay, of course, in San Francisco. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Dead, but he also had a prolific solo career. So let's listen to one from one of his solo albums now, from 1972's Garcia. This is Sugary from Jerry Garcia, WMFO.
Sugary, shake it, shake it, sugary. you on the run. Just one thing I ask of you. It's just one thing for me. Please forget you knew my name, my darling, Sugary. Shake it, shake it, Sugary. Just don't tell them that you.
Now, calling all angels.
Calling All Angels from Train. Train is one of those bands that came out right at the end of album rock radio in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the format was really dissolving, and so rock was heading into a much poppier area. And Train's music sort of followed the same pattern. Their early stuff is kind of rocky and kind of albumy, and then it got much poppier as they went along. And before Train, we heard Jerry Garcia, who passed on this date in 1995 from his 1972 album Garcia that was Sugary. As I've mentioned many times, our shows right now at WMFO are still not being presented live. We are pre-recording them. I usually do mine on Saturday mornings, and in fact, that's what I'm doing this one now. Well, last week, right as I was completing my recording, I got a text from my friend Joe from Weymouth with a bunch of requests that I could not get on, and so I'm going to get to it this week. He wanted to hear something from the new album from the Dropkick Murphys. And I started wondering, is that a band that is known by anyone outside of Boston? So I looked it up on Spotify, and at least one song, Shipping Up to Boston, has got 195 million listens. So I guess the answer is yes. So I am going to play that now. Turn Up the Dial is the band's 10th studio album. It was released just this past spring. It's their first studio album in 4 years since 2017's 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. And bandleader Ken Casey said that that album, Pain and Glory, came from a dark place. And so with the new album, we wanted to bounce back. Inspiration automatically kicked us in the opposite direction. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit and things were so down, more than ever, we thought, nobody wants to hear an album about how bad 2020 and 2021 was. So for the most part, it's onward and upward. Let's go out and get this thing going and have some anthems. And that's what they've done. This is new from the Dropkick Murphys. It's called City by the Sea, WMFO Rock of Ages.
Oh, sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Or who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing.
That's Coldplay from 2008, Viva La Vida. And we heard the Dropkick Murphys from their latest album called Turn Up the Dial. And that is City by the Sea here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Let me ask you a question. If you were given a phenomenal pair of speakers, the kind that you would never spend your own money on, but they were really, really high quality, great speakers, what is the first song that you would play through them? Well, I got a chance to answer that question recently, and I will tell you about it right after this.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
One thing that has intrigued me as a media consumer, on the video side of things, it seems we are very, very conscious of quality. We're constantly striving for that bigger screen with the higher resolution. But in audio, we seem to have gotten a little off that. And people are seemingly very content to listen to their music through either iPad speakers or even phone speakers. Well, recently I did a favor for some friends and they insisted on getting me a gift. They knew I'm really into music and so they bought me these phenomenal speakers. Back in the day, I, like everybody, had these gigantic speakers in my house. But over the years, I'd gotten complacent and the quality of my home audio has gone downhill. So I hooked up these speakers last week, and whoa, I had totally forgotten how great music can sound. After I hooked them up, I thought, what should be the first test? What should be the first song that I play? Something that's well-produced, but clean, but with a lot of instruments. What would you choose in that situation? Here's mine. This is IGY from Donald Fagen. If you have good speakers, crank it up.
Thank you. stars and stripes we can tell. This dream's in sight. You've got to admit it at this point in time that it's clear. The future looks bright. On that train, all graphite and glitter, undersea by rail. 90 minutes from New York to Paris, well, by 76 we'll be A-OK.
What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free.
That's Donald Fagen, surviving co-founder of Steely Dan, from one of his solo albums. Fagen and Steely Dan are touring now. They will be coming to Boston in the fall. They'll be playing the Orpheum on November 17th, 19th, and 20th. Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am here every Monday morning from 8 till 9. Please join me again next week. Until then, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
And you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.